Now, as you know, I like to check in with Megan O'Neill whenever we can, and she's always a lovely guest, and she has news for us. News she has. Megan, good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
How are you doing today? I'd say you're high as a kite, are you?
I am. I'm a little bit tired. We had some celebrations here last night.
I'll bet you did.
But yeah, I'm great.
It is fantastic. Now, you did allude to this when we chatted before, and it is very exciting news because there is a new series on Netflix, and I haven't seen it, but I've seen the trailer, and I think it looks terrific, and it would be impossible to keep the girls in my house away from this, I suspect. And it's called Firefly Lane, and there is a song in it that features a certain Megan O'Neill. Isn't that something else?
Oh, it's amazing. We hear last night, like, I've obviously known about this for a long time and had to keep it under wraps, so yes. I'm just so excited that everybody knows now so I can talk about it. But yeah, it was a really, like, we watched it last night. We gathered around as a family. We had some champagne. We actually laid out a red rug, pretended to have a red carpet, and it was great crack. Yeah. And we watched the first episode, but it was so surreal because, like, yeah, you know, it's such a huge show and a huge cast, and just to hear the song there was magic.
And
amazing.
Tell everyone what the song is.
The song is a cover of Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle,
which is just, as we know, an amazing song. But talk about a song that fits the idea of the programme, because it follows the two girls over a 30-year period, am I right?
Yeah, it follows them. They're like best friends for their whole lives, but their lives kind of go really different directions, but they stay really close.
It's some people would think it's a girly movie, but not necessarily. But it's a lovely concept. Tell me about how you got this. Tell me how did you get this? Megan, tell me now. Just between the two of us.
Okay, just between the two of us, yeah, no problem. Yeah. I was contacted by the show, actually, and the creators of the show just had this vision of that song being played during the scene that it's being played in. And actually, they had written it out kind of scene by scene, like how they wanted the song to build and fit with it and et cetera, et cetera. But they really wanted a female version and they couldn't find one that they liked. So they contacted me and they were like, look, no guarantees that we'll choose yours, but
of course,
have a go at it, you know, try it out and send us your version and then we'll go from there. So I contacted my friend Mark Kaplis, who worked on this with me. He plays the piano on it and he produced it up and he's a genius. So I contacted him. I was like, look, let's just like go into studio, light loads of candles, like see what happens. And this was pretty much like one take.
You're serious?
We just kind of captured something in the room that day. And anyway, sent it off in like a rough kind of format. It wasn't totally ready yet, just to be like, is this the direction you want us to go? And they went mad for it. So that's how it happened.
And where did you record? Where were you? Were you recorded here?
Yeah, so I was actually in Wicklow, where Mark lives, and I went over there to he has a studio in his place, and that's where we did it.
It's incredible because the people who were behind Firefly Lane, the music people behind it, those of us who have been around a little while would remember Wendy and Lisa, and this is Wendy Melvoin and Lisa Coleman, and they were part of the backing band The Revolution for Prince.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they are the people who have composed the music, if you will, for Firefly Lane, which is quite something.
Wow.
That the two girls, Wendy and Lisa, they were an act themselves back in the day, and they are behind. So like you're in serious company here, Miss O'Neill.
Oh, I know, and I even listening to it last night, I was like, holy crap, there's Elton John, and like all this music that was coming out, I was like, oh my God.
This might mean you'll be on the old compilation album if it all takes off. That's very possible too.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Anyway, listen. Let's have a listen to it. Here it is. This is Time in a Bottle, as I'm going to call it reimagined because you do that anyway, by Megan O'Neill. And here it is.
Thank you.
Megan, it's stunning. I just want to congratulate you. I love the fact that it was one take. You're like Sinatra. I've done it now. It's done. Say goodbye. And he'd leave the studio. I love that.
That was me all the time. It's definitely not me all the time.
Can't be. But that was him. He just good luck. Listen, the album, Getting Comfortable with Uncertainty, tell us about that, because that's coming.
It's coming, yeah, thank God, eventually. It's one of those things for me that feels like it's been pushed off because of the situation we find ourselves in.
Sure.
But it's been sitting there ready for months. So I'm really excited to be getting it out. It's coming out on the 12th of March.
Right.
So you can pre-order it now via a lovely website called Bandcamp.
Yeah.
It's available for pre-order now, and yeah, I'm dead excited to get it out there.
And is Mark Calvis, is Mark over the whole album with you?
No, he isn't actually. I it's produced by a UK duo called the Dunwells, who I've worked with a lot over the last 2 years. So
right.
I actually began recording this album when I was still living in London, and then had to move home kind of unexpectedly.
Yeah.
So ended up finishing the album by lots of trips to Leeds to finish it. Yeah.
And so, that's fantastic, and we're going to have it on the 12th of March, which is terrific. Incidentally, because I was telling you before that we went to see you, as you know, in the Bord Gáis, last concert any of us were at, pretty much, with Jamie Cullum. Which was March last year, and he had an amazing Christmas album. Did you get to hear it, by the way, Jamie's album?
Because I did.
I thought it was beautiful, wasn't it? Just beautiful. Which means that, like, getting comfortable with uncertainty, which has been sitting there and waiting, now is the time. And let's hope, you know, it's coming out of March, and as the summer opens up, hopefully opportunities for you will open up, and you'll be able to take that and Time in a Bottle and all the rest, and away you'll fly. I hope so. I hope so. I really do.
I do too. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, because you've waited. You really have. You've waited. And you've. It's always, to me, it seemed like you were on the cusp of you know, a big move. And, you know, getting the opportunity to sing on Firefly Lane has to be the beginning of something here as well. Oh, I take it, by the way, Time in a Bottle is on the album.
It is. It's actually a late addition to the album because it wasn't originally planned for the album.
You could stick it on with Sellotape. You want to make sure that's on it too. That's very important. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the bonus track.
Absolutely. No. Well, listen, are we able to play Getting Comfortable with Uncertainty, or are we not allowed?
There is, absolutely.
What's it called?
I have another single, Believe It or Not, coming out between now and the album. So it's going to be out on the 26th of February, and this is kind of just a little, like, starter before you get the full thing.
Right.
It's called Underrated, so you can have the first exclusive play of that one,
Marty. That's a lovely idea. It's like the pate before the steak. That's kind of what it is. Okay. That's right. So this is Underrated from Megan O'Neill. Megan, thanks so much for joining us. I am so thrilled for you because I think this could be, as the fellas said, the start of something really big. And I wish you the best. And I really look forward to the album as well. So you keep the faith and keep the red carpet in front of the telly.
I will do. Thanks a million, Marty.
I must get one for winning streak. God bless you, Megan. Keep the faith. Talk to you. Bye.
Thanks.
On the canvas.